AJ, are you late?
KC8S is at T-Mobile. Where's everyone at this morning? Hey, Wally. Yes? I am looking all over for that antenna, and I'm not finding it, so make sure we touch base before you start traveling this way.
Okay, no worries. So I found a pack of 10, but in case anybody else needs them on Amazon, but I'm trying to verify if they're the real McCoy. So I'll let you know either way in a KPP. I don't think I said that.
All right, we got a lot of running around to do here this morning, so I will let you know as soon as I find it, if I find it. It's got to be here somewhere. I'll let you know.
Very good. Okay, have a good day. I guess the Storm Prediction Center is saying sometime after 5, so we'll see how that plays out. So I just can't believe it. It's so cold outside. My house's furnace is on, and you're getting these strong storms. I always thought it took heat, but what do I know? All right. Later, Gator. Hey, how'd you know I was on? I just turned it on. Did you get a notification or something? I went through ground wire.
Yeah, listen for a minute. I'm going to disconnect and connect.
Just on the internet side, or is that also on the RF side?
Nope, just if you're connected up to node 1990, which is where this connects.
Okay. All right. We shall chat later. N-A-K-P-P.
W-A-F-P.
W-A-R-J-D Mobile.
KPP from WAFU.
Sorry about that. Somebody call me, an 8KPP.
Found it.
That's good news. Thank you. I'll give you a holler, see how my schedule goes today and see how yours goes today. I imagine you've got a whole bunch of things going on too, so I won't show up unannounced. I'll give you a call first.
Sorry, your phone rang right as I was answering you. I've got a virtual I got to do from around 11, and then my afternoon may be shot from 1 o'clock on, so may have obligations. So pretty good up till about 11. Then I got a lunch window, and then it's 50-50. W8FU.
Got it. We'll make it work. If not, maybe tomorrow. We'll see how that plays out. I got a couple proposals I have to get done today, but I do. So we shall chat soon in a safety piece.
WATAP. KSHDRC. WATAP. KSHDRC. Go ahead. Hey, Jack, how's it going this morning? It's kind of crappy out today, huh? Yes, it looked like hell outside. I don't know what's going to happen. Was that rain, snow? I don't know. It looked like everything coming down. Well, it's just rain for now, but it looks like freezing rain. It's like just above the freezing temperature. If it gets any colder, it'll turn into sleet and then snow eventually, but don't know if that's going to happen. But, yeah. I had a doctor's appointment this morning, so I'm going to work a little late, but, yep, that's what's going on here. Everything okay with you? Your antenna still good? Still matching everything?
Yeah, the antenna is excellent. It's really excellent. Both of the radios work on it. If I don't know, I would have bought that from the first place. We haven't bought that, you know, in the harvest at all.
Well, you never know. Never know. At least you have a spare one. You don't even need it up there. You can take it down. Use it as a, just keep it as a spare antenna, just in case. Give it to a funny lady.
Yeah, I talked to her yesterday. She said, you know, I'll take it from you. I said, I can't do it right now anyhow, so I might have to give it to her.
That's about it, you know. Just, yeah, hope it gets better this afternoon. I got some places I got to go after work. I don't feel like messing around in the rain, so. Well, hopefully it'll be nicer on the weekend. I don't know. I haven't checked the weather. But it's that time of the year where it could be anything.
That's why they call it April Fool's Day. April Fool's Month.
So what radio are you on right now?
I'm on the DYT-390.
Yep, sounds good. Sounds good. Yeah. Hey, that guy, Ken, how is he getting into the repeater? What repeater is he using? Because I think Ken that we were talking to is in the Upper Peninsula somewhere.
No, he's in Bush Run. But I think one of the repeaters there in Mayville.
Oh, okay. I just looked up his call sign and it said it was in the UP somewhere. Maybe he moved, hasn't changed it. He changed his address yet on the system.
No, he got two houses. He stays in Bush Run. He's got way up north. Another house. He goes there in the summer.
Yeah, because I remember him on the other band. His call sign was almost the same as mine on the other band. I remember talking to him and him saying he was up in Birch Run area before, so I don't know if he was lived there or was just traveling through, but that's cool. Yeah, it looks like he got his license not too long ago either, you know, maybe in the last year or so.
Well, he started it with GMRS, then he got the tech license, but now he got the other one, the extra, I mean the general.
Well, there you go, Jack. That's your next goal right there. That's your next goal.
Well, Eric, I'm studying every day, about 10, 15 minutes every day. And you know what? About 10 of them, I know of them.
Well, just keep studying. You're going to need to know more than 10. You're going to need to know 100. Times that by 10. You get 100 of them and you know them by heart, then you'll be ready.
Hey, by the way, I talked to a guy in Ohio. Remember Dane in Ohio? I talked to him 2 days ago. I don't know how he got to the FBI system.
Well, he might have used the Echolink phone app, or you might use All-Star, you know, probably All-Star or Echolink, one of the two.
Probably, he can't very clear here.
Yeah, with an All-Star, it's, you basically have your own little mini repeater at your house, but like I said, it still has to be connected to the internet. It's just that, the phone is just another way to get in, you know. The only thing about the phone is that when you key up, you have to hit the *99 and the pound sign to unkey, because there's no microphone, you know, button on there. So, you know, the phone can do things that the All-Star can't, and vice versa. So, the phone is good to monitor. You can just listen to it, you know. Good for monitoring, but with an All-Star, you know, you could walk around the house and, you know, use any one of your radios to talk into it, and it works just like a regular, like if you're talking on a regular repeater. That's the difference, but the principle behind them is the same, you know.
Now, another question, if I take that phone, put it in the car and turn it on, I can talk on that phone?
Yeah, you can't talk on the phone in your car, but if you brought it with you and it connects to your cell phone internet, it has to be connected to the internet, to your house or your cell phone, one of the two.
That's good. Hey, that UV-26, I like it because it's got police scanners.
No, it doesn't have a police scanner. I don't know. It's basically a 5RM, but it's a little bit smaller and its shape is thinner. It's a little bit smaller and thinner than the 5RM. It's just a newer version of the 5RM. It doesn't have police band. I don't know why they say that. That's crazy. But, no, it's all pretty much the same. And no real advantage of it over the 5RM, unless you want something that looks different. Looks a little different, a little thinner to hold in your hand.
Is that Bluetooth?
No, that's a pretty much useless feature anyhow. No, it isn't that Bluetooth. But all your files from your 5RM will work in it. Like when I got mine, I just took the file out of my 5RM. Stuck it in there and it worked just fine. So it's real close to a 5RM. It just, in my opinion, it just looks better. And it's got a little bit better speaker. The speaker in it's really nice. So that's all it is, updated 5RM. The wattage is pretty close. It may put out maybe slightly more, not noticeable, you know. Anywho, I'm at work, so I'll talk to you in a little while. Jack, when you get on break or something. WEAP.
Hi, Eric. Take care. KF8DRC.
KF8DRC, KF8DSM.
Well, good morning.
Good morning, Jack. How you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing okay, except I don't know what the weather here look like, but it's so dark here.
Yeah, it's not going to be a good day today, unfortunately, but they're talking about rain and wind and all kinds of stuff today. Sleet.
And where'd that come from, Ohio?
Yeah, it's moving across. I don't know if it's coming south or due west, but normally that's the way it comes.
Yeah, I just woke up about an hour, you know, and looked around a little bit and all that, and that's why I said, and then Eric called me, then I was talking to Eric, that's about it.
Roger that. Yeah, I was looking at that Hustler antenna a little bit more, and I think that definitely should be mounted on the ground, especially if you're going to put any kind of wires, I forget what they call them, radio wires, ground plane wires.
Oh, I don't know really, but I don't know. I like it, so.
Which radio are you talking on right now?
My TYT 390.
Yeah, you're sounding really good. Way better than that the other day when we were talking, for sure.
Yeah, it's first it's 10 watts, then I got the Nagoya 771G.
Yeah, it was good antennas. They make one for the UHF side instead of the G on the end. I think it's something different. Can't remember what that is, but it's supposed to be more tuned for the UHF, VHF, from what I understand.
I really don't know nothing about them.
I didn't hear Randall this morning out there on the other side.
No, I didn't hear him at all. I had the radio on, but never heard him on the other side yet.
All right, Jack, I thought I'd just jump in here and say hi this morning. I'm going to go back to monitoring here, so we'll talk with you later. KF8DSF, we'll be clear.
All right, Greg. We'll talk later. Anyhow, KF8DRC.
K8BD. Yeah, just heading out. Ooh, this is awful. Spring must be coming. It's not nice here, but it's just cold and very yucky.
Yeah, all the neighbors' cars, I'm just pulling out of the subdivision heading towards the office, and all the neighbors' cars got ice all over their windshield. So, you know, it's kind of like that slushy type stuff you get, you know, late spring type stuff. Stay light they're all on because it's dark enough up here. And there's thunder. So today has definitely be a weird weather day. How you doing, John? NAKPP.
Yeah, you have all of the weather all at once. Yeah, I'm just leaving too. Actually heading to the east side for an appointment. Yeah, there's a flood advisory for tonight. I suppose if it keeps raining like this, I see why. Oh, well. What do they say? There's always someone that says, well, we need the rain. I suppose we do need the rain, but just not all at once. Yeah, but it's not that cold here. I'm in Pontiac, and it's... The thing in the car says 36, and what's coming down is just water.
No, we're still getting that sleety-looking stuff, and I just saw lightning, so we got it all. So, I don't know. Maybe I should start building an ark.
Yeah, stop by the car dealer and trade in for a canoe. Yeah, it was coming from the east, you know, so all the usual windows that get wet when it rains, and it's stormy, or not wet, and they get different windows, which is not so good, because sometimes when the rain's coming hard and heavy from the other direction, all of a sudden that's the window that you never knew leaked, because it never gets rained on. Well, now you discover a new leak. So hopefully that's not an issue. I'll check back at home later and see how everything is.
Yeah, we're a little colder up here, 34, that's what my dad says. That thing's usually pretty accurate, so, but it's dark enough that all the streetlights are on, so, I mean, it's not storm darkness type thing or anything else like that, you know, not like, you know, but it's dark enough to kick off all the photo cells, so, enough of that. So you're heading my way, east side. Good for you. Work or pleasure?
All work. Yep, got an appointment in Roseville, which should not take too long, and then I'll be in the office after that. So back to Royal Oak. But, yeah, heck of a day for it anyway. Well, I was looking, it's supposed to be like in the 20s again next week at night. A couple of nights where it's supposed to be 20 degrees again, or, you know, 25 or something like that. I thought that part was done. But that's real cold. Oh well. Tigers, home opener is, it's Friday. Home opener is Friday, so I forgot to look and see what the weather's like, but hopefully it's clear enough for a good game.
I'm not a baseball fan, but what I am fond of, baseball usually means spring, and I am a fan of that. I'm kind of pulling the big beat, but I'm going to go through the drive-thru and get a cup of coffee. What do you do for gun? I sell automotive equipment. I sell the equipment that raises your cars up in the air.
Oh, very good. I'm a residential realtor, so... Real estate, mostly Oakland, Macomb area, a little bit into Wayne County, depending on the distance. So that's what puts bread on the table. So I am actually heading to a house to meet an appraiser there and let him do his thing and give him my information and then stay out of his way. And then head into the office and get caught up on some paperwork for some things. Good, busy, productive day yesterday, but I gave myself the afternoon off. Went home and took up space early, so just make up a little bit for that today.
No, yeah, your job's kind of like mine, you know. You really can't dictate your free time, but you have some great opportunities for free time. Yet when business calls and if somebody says, hey, I need you here on, you know, Friday at 4:00, you know, it's one of those things that you have to do. So it's very dynamic, you know. I mean, you have to get used to that kind of lifestyle, and I'm sure you've been doing it a couple minutes, so you kind of get used to it. So it's like, you know, and if you do plan for time off, you have to plan for time off, like, ahead of time. So I know how that game works because I'm similar. So. zone. Like right now, I'm still not at the office, but I'll get there. But I got a whole bunch of stuff to do and a handful of complaints this morning that I got to get taken care of. So. But coffee's more important. I love this little Big B store we have here in New Baltimore. And this is kind of like my favorite coffee of all time.
Yeah, plenty of time off is just, you got to do it ahead of time. And in this business, you kind of don't get time off, so you just, I pay a guy to be me while I'm gone. So, he takes over, or she, depending on who it is, takes over and just, is, I was a teacher for a long time, 15, 16 years. So it's a little bit like having a substitute teacher, only I have to pay. I have to pay the substitute colleague. They just handle everything and, you just sort of keep your phone on if an emergency comes up. Or if you're completely like on a cruise or something and you're off the grid, you just say, sorry, I'll check back in on Thursday when we're back on land. So, but it's okay. You're right. The unpredictability part is, it gets to be a little of a drag. I like to, used to participate in a lot of weekend radio contests, and, when I had predictable weekends off, I knew which weekends we were working for various things, and I knew which weekends I had off, and now I don't know today what I'm doing Saturday, so that's a little bit of a drag, but it's all right. It's part of the business.
Yeah, it's one of the things that you just get used to. Same thing here, although I don't have much Saturday stuff. Just a second, I got to order the coffee.
Okie dokie.
There we go. All done. Yeah, it's kind of the nature of the business. Now, I'm fortunate. My son, my adult son, is kind of following in my footsteps. So he kind of likes the work pattern that I have, and he's really good at it, actually, so if I go on a cruise or something of that nature, I just transfer my phone to him. I just let him, because I haven't got nothing to hide, so it's just like, so all the, all the work calls that I get on my cell phone, I just transfer to him, and he should be the successor. Well, I'm only a minority partner in this company, so, but the other partners, getting up there in 8 years too, so we're not sure where it's going to go, but he's in his early 30s, so he's got lots of work days ahead of him, and his grandkids are 2 and 5, so he's got a lot more years he's got to work, whereas me, I could retire now if I wanted to, but it's just so easy for me right now. I just, it's like I don't even have to think to do any of those jobs. I've been doing it so long, but that's from years and years of struggling, so I'm sure you're familiar with that. I'm sure nobody's ever said anything new to you that you haven't heard in the past.
Well, you'd be surprised. I've been doing this about 10 years, and I'm fortunate that I've been successful, so I'm happy to say that. And in that 10 years, you do... Every once in a while, you're like, wow, this is a new one for me. and it seems like, there's still new stuff coming. There's still new stuff coming our way, or my way. Every once in a while, you get a head scratch. You go, wow, I didn't think this was even a possible. And here we are knee-deep into it. So let's figure it out. And sometimes that's the fun of it, is being ready to problem solve. So it's... wow, it suddenly got way wetter right here. I can't hardly see the car in front of me. Just going down 75 in the Bloomfield Hills coming into Troy, and all of a sudden the rain picked up. It is wet. Oh, boy.
Drag my feet there a little bit in case anybody else wants to get in this exciting, provocative weather conversation. So... yeah, so I'm fortunate, as far as that, having a successor and having somebody I can trust and things of that nature. So we shall see. And some days he says he just wants to start his own. I'm not sure where he wants to go, but I'm glad that he's got the drive. That's all that really matters to me.
Well, that's good. Yeah, if you decide to retire, you know, maybe there's a buyout or, you know, some sort of a maintenance agreement that can be put in place, and, you know. But it sounds like you're in a good spot. You got a good gig, so that's good. Yeah, I like the flexibility of the hours, but again, the unpredictability of it can be a little bit of a drag sometimes. Oh well, that's what we do. I was on the air a little bit last night, but didn't get much of anything. It was, HF conditions weren't great, and I got a new grid on 222 megahertz out in northern New York. That was kind of nice. Put him in the log, see if he'll QSL. But that was the only thing I got on the air last night, and I ended up going upstairs early.
Yeah, I got an extra license, but I haven't dabbled into the realm of HF stuff. I guess that's going to be my retirement gig. I'll do that. I got a shack set up and everything else. Lately, I'm just really into this UHF, VHF stuff. I guess there's a 927 megahertz repeater somewhere in Mount Clemens. I want to play with that a little bit. So, and I found a new love. I found these old XLTs or XTLs, I don't know what they are, 1500 radios. And they're... The one I got, CHF P25, there's a really strong repeater over here in the P25. I've been playing with that a little bit, but that radio, I'll tell you what, if you ever want a radio that's absolutely bulletproof and you don't dare drop it on your toes, that XLT series that Motorola made, that 1500, 2500, 5000, those bricks are like 30-year-old bricks. That's their nickname. They call them a brick. And thing is, like, I don't know what it is. Solid cast all the way around. There's no rattles. There's no flimsy stuff on it. There's no nothing. So that's what I've been endeavoring in lately. And it's been kind of fun. And I turned the hotspots and stuff back on to play with those. So I'm kind of in the mode of fairly newer stuff. You know, as far as ham radio stuff goes, you know, the digital stuff and all the other stuff, even though those radios are 20-plus years old, you can have them for next to nothing, and it's amazing. It's an amazing piece of equipment for when it was built.
Yeah, Motorola, that's good stuff. I don't have anything. I just have the cheap plebeian Yaesu Kenwood Icon stuff. I don't have any Motorola gear, but I know a guy. I know a couple of guys, actually. So, yeah, I've just never played around with the... Oh, there's lightning. We got some lightning in Troy. Never played around with the P25 or the C4FM or any of the digital FM modes. Just always been an analog guy. I got an old dual-band handheld, similar to the Motorola you're describing. It's a kind of the size of a brick and the weight of a brick and the construction of a brick. So it's my old school radio for sitting on the patio and having a cigar and a bourbon and listening, lurking, as it said. I like to lurk. But I don't have anything new.
Well, I'm heading down the runway, so I'm going to be in the office shortly. But if you ever want to dabble in it, the place to start is with Yaesu, definitely Yaesu Fusion C4FM. They got lots of repeaters floating around your area. And then the other way to go, probably to get into it for a few pennies less, would be DMR. Both of those, you know, so if you ever decided to dabble in it or listen or play with it, what have you, those are the two biggies. There's a monster repeater for Fusion in Southfield. I guess it's like 300 feet in the air or something. I don't know the exact number, but the coverage on it is phenomenal. And that's what I suggest if you ever want to play with it. Run to Fusion. At least that'll get your feet wet. So I'm going to let you go, Don. I'm on the... texting into the terminal here to use Aerolingo, and keep dry, keep warm, and keep your eye on the sky. BB, forget the prefix, NHKPP.
Okay, very good. Yeah, nice chatting, and stay safe. It's yucky out here, so I'm going to get back to driving. 73-AKPP-K8BB.
NAKPP.
Oh no.
Go ahead, caller.
Why do you sound crispy?
Because it's cold and wet and rainy up here. All three.
Oh, okay, I see.
So what's happening? Anything good? I'm going to go, I'm heading home to let the dogs out. You know, like the song, roof, roof.
You have more than one?
Yes, we do. We got hers and mine. Like the Brady Bunch. Not so much with kids, but with dogs. So, yeah. So, they're both pretty good doggies. They get along pretty well.
Well, that's good. All right, anyhow. I'm here. Well, I don't know what you're out and about doing, but I've got this antenna here, and whenever, I don't have much else planned for the rest of the week, so no rush.
Yeah, it's looking like it's going to be more like tomorrow than today, so that's fine. The storm thingy, they lowered their risk down to slight, so I think we're pretty good for tonight.
Yep, don't matter to me. Whenever you're out and about and going to be in this area, it's here. So the one that's on there works, so it's not like it doesn't work. All right, I got to get back to it here.
The Richmond repeater, so I'll have to figure out if it's my radio or the repeater. I'll let you know. That ain't capable.
Why do you say that?
Because I only have one bar.
Okay. Well, I'm not hearing it here in the office on the rubber duck, but I don't know if I ever did.
Jez UNP, NAKPP. Test 1-2, FBI,
the bridge manager in 8KPP.
Well, you sound like you're fine into it.
Okay. Moment, I'll drive around the substation and see. All right, talk to you later. In 8KPP.
W8FQ.
KPP. W8FQ. What's happening? Well, I'm driving home and just thinking about what to do on a dreary, cold, rainy day. Probably going to be nothing. Probably going to get into my my sweats and get on the computer a little bit. Maybe boob tube it or something. Yeah, there you go. See what you can learn on boob tube, YouTube. That's usually where I retire to. What can I watch? After a while, they spend a lot of time doing fluff. But whatever, it is going to be a boring evening, that's for sure. Well, I guess it's better than what it could have been. Was shaping up to be something a little persnickety, and now it's just cold rain. Yep, the warm air did not make it this far north, so all is good in the weather front, which I guess is good. We really didn't want what they were predicting anyway. It'd be interesting to see down the Ohio line, Michigan-Ohio line, how the weather. If it's all what they say it's going to be down there, I might watch that. That might be my evening. Yeah, this line was all the way down in Oklahoma when I looked at it earlier, so pretty intense down southern Ohio, all that. So I'm guessing that some people got whacked pretty good. They were talking about tornadoes. When I was watching it earlier, they were talking about a lot of tornadic activity down in Oklahoma, Missouri, like that. I don't know what came of it all. Was there really anything to it, or did everybody skate? I'm not really sure either, but it's over, so it is what it is, or is what it was, so we're all good. Can't complain about anything. So, other than that, not too much. It's been kind of a quiet radio day, too. That's been kind of interesting. You know, usually there's lots of people chatting, so... Dave did come up with the ARPCS thing that's been kind of interesting to read a lot of the stuff that's going on there. I saw the email talking about the Discord and all that stuff. I didn't read it in detail, but I just kind of glanced over it real quick. And other than that, not a whole lot there. Paul was off again today. He was off yesterday and today. So, I just couldn't, I had enough things to do today where I couldn't really get to those cables that I want built.
So hopefully tomorrow we can pick that up. We'll see.
Hopefully Paul's doing okay. You know, he's just got a bug or something. So I hope all is well with him. But we shall see. But yeah, whenever you, like I said, if you need help on any of that other stuff, I'm not going to solder wires for you. But if you need any grunt help, let me know on that other project. I'll be glad. I'll be available. So, as with any of them, I will make time. You know that. So, just playing around, trying to actually snuck away from work. Been probably gone a little bit longer than I should. Should go back there, but just playing around, cleaning up my office desk, making my little radios look pretty. So put my little XTL on the bottom of the pile and my XDR on the top of the pile and trying to make it look like they belong to each other. So whatever. It is what it is, and it's all done, and it's here. I don't have the hockey puck mic right now. I'm just using one of the little Motorola mic with the keypad, but I'm sure this radio is probably set up for that pretty good. I imagine I'm sounding okay, otherwise you'd say something.
No, sounds fine. I don't know what the level's like. There's nothing to reference it against. I know I'm typically a little loud, so I don't know how your audio compares to mine, but it sounds good, regardless of level.
Yeah, very good. Okay. All right. Well, other than that, sir, I'm going to let you go. Hopefully somebody else is out here. I think I'm going to go head towards the office, grab myself a cup of coffee and head towards the office. And we shall chat, I don't know, probably sometime tonight, I'm sure. I think there's Nev tonight, too, if you want to listen in and join up on that Discord thing. It's kind of cool, you know. I mean, you're kind of an honorary member, I think. So, you know, your advice means a lot to the group. So I think anything that, you know, you that the direction is going wrong, send a smoke signal and see if we can't redirect it.
I'll read up on it when I get home, see what the scoop is. I think I've got Discord. I can join the group. Or whatevs. All right, we'll catch you later. NKPPW8FU.
Take care. NHKPP. And I thought it felt like 20-some days before WX8L is. I might try for that one, just to mess with you.
Hey, don't bother me. I thought I would be worried about it. No, what should I do? But that, never look back. I is what I is now. I am the foo.
Yep, and you come from a long line of foos. It was kind of funny. Jeff at the other end of the state, he couldn't believe you got that call. And I told him, I said, no, there's a long line of foos. So, all right, later, Gator. Grab me a cup of coffee. He's going to go to the car. N-A-T-B-T.
W-8-F-U. W-8-F-U? KZ-83. You're making me tired. You kept yawning, and now I'm yawning. Like, man. And then Wally sounded like he was talking from his bed. Just kind of talking like this. Like, you guys are killing me. Hey, how am I hitting the repeater? I was just over at my son's, who's on, he rents a house on Lorraine. I'm sure you know where that is, just off of 13 and Van Dyke. So I should be booming.
Well, you are. And I can't help it, man. I feel yawny today. I'm going to go put on some yawny when I get back home and listen to it. But, anywho, you are about a mile away from me. I am at 13 Mile and I guess where am I at? Pinto, Palomino, something like that, which is about exactly a mile east of you.
Yeah, I moved a little north, though. I've been in the car for a few minutes. I'm at, where am I, Van Dyke and Utica Road. So I'm a little north. Yanni. You crack me up. I'm going to put on some Yanni. Put on some Yanni, mix in a little Kenny G. Oh.
Have you had a chance to play with that turntable at all? Have you spun any vinyl since you picked that up?
Oh, yeah. I retired. I had a Sony, a new Sony Bluetooth turntable that I used in my office there. And I retired that to the basement just because it was new, and I was like, well. Yeah. And so I put the one I picked up from you, that's my office turntable now. And I got a bunch of vinyl underneath that, and I use it all the time. It's I even got a new needle for it, or a new cartridge. The one that was on it was pretty shabby, so I got a new cartridge, just an inexpensive one online. And yeah, I'm spinning all the time.
Well, that's cool. I'm going to be venturing, dipping my toes back into the world of vinyl. I've got a pretty good collection, and you know, I want to expand on it. There's many things that I, since I last bought some vinyl, there's plenty of things I'd like to get on vinyl. But completely unexpected, I ended up with a really nice turntable. I bought some speakers and an amp. And it just so happened the guy that had the speakers also had a really crazy good deal on a really nice turntable. So, you know, one of those can't pass it up kind of things. So I didn't. So it looks like I'm back in the vinyl game. And so I'm still working on getting things set up. I'm going through my usual, you know, if I, you know, wanting to do, you know, all this stuff. And, you know, making overwhelming amount of stuff, and so I don't do anything, you know, and I should just get it set up, cleaned up and set up, and then worry about the rest. But I keep thinking now, I said, well, I really should tear out the drywall there and re-insulate and, while I got the chance with it open, and I really should, because it would save me a ton. But anyhow, the room I'm going in, you know, all these things are going through my head, trying to get it set up. And it's not as a result, because I wouldn't call it analysis paralysis, but just I keep getting more grandiose with it, and nothing happens.
Oh, yeah. We've all been there, and we're all still there. Planning paralysis. Just hook it up and just have in your mind, this is just temporary. Go that route. Because at least that way you'll, so some wires on the floor or something. It's not going to be the first time, but at least you can put an album on there and go, okay, let me check this out. So just go with the, it's just temporary. And then a year from now you can go, last year I said it was just temporary. So switch the pendulum back to that. But it is super cool listening to albums because, I mean, right now, if we go out, at least me, if I go on Spotify, I'm usually listening to a song, or even if I'm listening to an artist, they'll play all the top hits from them. You don't get the deep cuts off of an album, and I'll put an album on, and I'm like, okay, oh yeah, there's that song that I remember. That was a number one hit type of thing, but all of a sudden you're four songs into the B side of the album, and you go, oh, these are great tunes. I forgot all about these. So, go the temporary route and get it fired up.
Yep, yep. No, there's that, and then there's the, that medium has its warts, of course, but that is how the product was delivered to the people, you know, and you just off a remastered, you know, disc of something, and you know, and you make sure that your stuff's all pristine, and you're going to hear exactly what they wanted you to hear, exactly, you know, painstaking hours and, you know, engineering and stuff like that, studio time and all that, because they wanted a certain sound, and you know, and you get that, and I thought, well, you can get that with streaming as well, but can you really? Because if you think about it, what can the streaming do at best? a perfect reproduction of exactly that. So why not eliminate the extra move and just go right for that? You know, so there are some things, you know, some of the reference material that I like to go to. I've got some go-tos, you know, not that they're particularly, well, most of them are pretty dynamic and pretty challenging, pretty well done pieces. You know, your typical Dark Side of the Moon, you know, of course, and, you know, other various, you know, albums that were just made so absolutely, you know, incredibly well. And then you know them so well, right? So now if you hear something, you know, you can really, really tell if it's, you know, how it sounds. There's some stuff that sounds wonderful that I'm not familiar with it enough, you know. So if I'm A-D-ing like a set of speakers, or, you know, or if I'm listening to a source and I'm trying to tell if this source is better than that source, I don't know I'm not intimate enough with the material, you know. So that's why I do like those. And man, I cut my teeth on those with vinyl. You know, that I did those all with vinyl in my wicked mid-fi setup that I had back in the 80s.
Yeah, and in the room you're setting up, you'll get to appreciate all the panning and stuff that they do when they produce those albums that you don't, well, at least I don't get it when I'm streaming, because I'm usually, if I'm streaming in the house, I've got it coming through the Alexa speakers, and those are shite. I mean, they're fine for background music, you hear the song, but you don't really hear the song, especially like the way that the engineers or the artists wanted you to hear it. So with a good set of speakers, there you go. But I did just get a new AV receiver, so I should, I'm thinking about putting a turntable out in the family room. In fact, I've been talking about that for about a month now. I should just do it. I've got another one. I guess I could put the Sony one out there or another one that I purchased a while ago. It's not as cool as the one that I got. But I could put either of them out there, and then that is my new AV receiver. I had a Denon in there, but that was 15 years old, maybe. So I just upgraded to an Onkyo one. The Denon was a bit pricey for me these days, so I went the Onkyo route, and the feature for the, you know, bang for the buck type of thing was super, super good. I'm now thinking about doing that. Okay, I'm babbling. You got a little light towards the end of that last one, but yeah, I know what you mean. You can listen. I listen on my bone conduction, you know, Bluetooth headset. You know, and of course it's Bluetooth and it's a bone conduction, so there's, you know, the bass is anemic, and you know, it can only be so good and all that. And I find myself listening like that a lot. And sometimes you just gotta say no, stop, and you know, and go really listen to it. Just, you know, just don't forget what it can be. But I tried the headphone route. I tried, I really did. I got two sets of headphones, and, you know, in a pretty good DAC, and, you know, and I was playing around with some, you know, Cobuz and Tidal and stuff, trying to find some, you know, really, really good streaming services, you know. And, you know, the DAC I bought was fully capable of delivering the stuff, you know, dealing with the stuff, lossless, high bit rate stuff. And just talking about headphones, you know, I haven't found the right set for something. I just seem to remember them so much better than, and I bought, the two I got come highly recommended. But, you know, sound's a personal thing. Everybody, you know, has what they like. But I got to, I may, you know, venture into that. As a matter of fact, right now, because my stuff's in boxes and not set up yet, I am running my streamer, you know, in headphones. That's kind of the way I'm doing things now. And in fact, I've got another piece I may be picking up coming up here, and it'll just go in that stack, and you know, again, it'll be headphones. So unless I Bluetooth it to something, but. Andrea doesn't typically want to hear what I hear. Although last night I was playing a big selection, and she was quite happy with it. So
I can pick a selection we both like, but when I start getting into the stuff I really want to dig down into, she's not too game for that. Oh, well. So, headphones or off to the listening room.
Yeah, I might be late in here, too, Sean. I'm over by Riverbend Park now. Headphones to me. I like to feel the music. I'm a Klipsch fanboy on speakers since way back when. I know you got to enjoy high-end with their tweeters that they use. But I like the feel that they put out. They, you know, they're moving some air, and that's what I miss with the headphones. But I'm continuing my way north, so I'm probably light. So I'll bid you adieu, so I don't get irritating. So have a great one, Sean. Thanks for chatting. Talk to you soon. For W8FU, KZNZ.
Well, you weren't bad at all. There was some popcorn, but nothing bad on that last one. And I'm not so familiar with the Klipsch sound. I've heard people, a lot of people like them. Matter of fact, the guy I got my peps from had a set of Klipsch that he was using until his next set came in. And when I went back over there to get the turntable, he demoed them for me, and they sounded quite good. Every certain brands have a certain profile, if you will. You know, you get that. Caps definitely have that. You know, Caps has a certain sound. But anyhow, good timing because I am in sight of my driveway, so I will be backing in and jumping out here in just a moment. Take care. Catch you later. KZ8Z from W8FU.
Oh, man,
what? I'm backed in now. My work exiting timing is always not conducive to radio. Oh, yeah. I'm usually, I only work 7.5 hours, so even though we drive in at the same time, I'm off a half hour ahead of you, and that's about what it takes me to get home, so I just pulled in the drive, but I do got to get in there. Drive safe. Probably hear Anthony out here, if nobody else. W8FU.
No big deal at all, man. Have a good night if I don't talk to you, and maybe I'll catch you in the morning at 8 GDF.
K-8,
are you H? Yo. What's up, buddy? Where were you this morning?
I was in nice and early today.
That's what I figured. Sean wasn't even out there. I called out a few times, nobody answered, turned on a podcast, and shut the radio off.
Yeah, that sounds like my drive-in. I was listening to Kill Tony, no radio, and then I was at my desk by, like, I don't know, 7:05, 7:10.
That's cool. Yeah, I probably called out the first time at 7:05, maybe a few minutes before that, but nobody was there, and it was, I haven't listened to Kill Tony in a while, though. I don't know what I can't remember what I was listening to, but I was listening to a podcast.
I've been on a Kill Tony kick, so I figured why not listen to it when I'm driving if I'm not on the radio. But, just headed home. My antenna stuff got delivered today, but I'm on dad duty, so I don't think I'm going to hop up in my attic just yet.
Well, they're all young. They should go to bed early enough that you could still put it up tonight.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. When I get them in bed, realistically, this should take me about 15 minutes. It's going to take me more time to bring the ladder in the house and get in the attic than it is to screw the mast to one of my trusses, put the antenna up there, and drop the cable down in my wall.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see what the results are. I hope you are happily surprised at how good it is. I bet it'll be, you'll see a big difference, even if it's just receiving. The like we were talking about the other day, or like the weather bands and stuff, you're going to be able to receive all kinds of stuff. I know I can, I've hooked my, now granted mine's on my roof and it's the size up Comet antenna from what you got, but I can put a, like a 3-watt HT and hit Mount Clemens from my house on that. So it, it makes a huge difference.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking too. It's got 7.2 dB of gain on UHF. From what I've been reading, all these HOA guys, this, that, and the other thing, as long as I don't have the aluminum shielding on my roof, which I'm 99% sure I do not, they're all pretty much in agreement that shingles and wood are pretty much RF transparent, which I know that's not entirely true, but I'm not, just my rudimentary knowledge of Wi-Fi and penetration and all that, like, I'm not super worried about that. And it's going to be up good and high. I mean, it's going to be every bit of 20 feet in the air, even though it's in my attic. So, and it's fed by LMR 400. And to give myself the best chance of success here, I did break down and order the 2730B that ICOM just came out with. So that's either going to end up in my truck, if I can figure out how to pipe it into the truck audio, or on my desk.
I have seen videos pop up on YouTube that that thing exists. I did not look into it. There is a feature on it that you can run it into your vehicle audio?
No, it's literally your radio with a black screen. That's the only difference from my understanding. It does have analog. It's got 3.5 millimeter jacks on the back, and I joined the group on Facebook. And guys are basically telling me that that output is stereo. So if I plug that into my aux cable, or the aux in my truck, which actually I just realized I don't even freaking have. I do have a Bluetooth adapter, though, a 3.5 to Bluetooth, so we'll see how that does. But that was kind of my thought, is if I could put that in here and just pipe it through the truck audio or the truck speakers, you know how good that would sound?
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. What, what did that thing run you?
They're a little overpriced. It was $349.
You know, I think when I bought mine in 21, I think I paid $330 for mine.
Okay, then that makes me feel better, because this one just came out, I think, what, this year? End of last year? Recently. And the main reason I'm considering putting it in the truck is the black screen. I love that inverted monochrome display. That was my only complaint about the 5100. It was black text on a white background, and I wanted it the other way around because it was so damn hard to see. And obviously, I don't care for the 500. So from what I've concluded here, the 500 doesn't like cold weather, so if it's on my desk, I, in theory, should not have any problems with it. And then ICOM radios are great radios, so if that's in the truck, problem solved.
Yeah, you know, like I think I've told you before, the only problem with this radio that you're going to find is that it is not programmable via the SD card like the 5100 is. This, you got to get a cable to program it.
I do remember you telling me that, but I'm pretty sure I have a couple different ICOM, it's a 3.5, right, USB to 3.5. I've got a couple ICOM cables that I would be willing to bet one of them will work.
Perfect. That's all you need. Yeah, it's just, I can only imagine the programming to the SD card is absolutely simple. And you know, with the radio in your truck, like it's in my car, when I want to reprogram it, I'm either unhooking stuff and putting it on the bench, or I am sitting in the back seat of my car programming a radio.
I totally forgot about that. I remember you telling me that, and if I'm noisy, I'm sorry. I'm in downtown Elmont. I'm wondering now that you say that, if this new iteration that just came out has that functionality. I should look into that.
Yeah, please let me know if it does, because I would consider buying a new one if it has that functionality, and just putting this one on the bench and selling something else, because God knows I don't need as many radios as I have now.
So you kind of gave me another idea that inspired me. I was thinking of putting this in one of those, I doubt Armlock makes one. If they do, I'm definitely buying it. But putting it in some sort of man pack, so to speak, that literally just sits on my desk, that is hooked up to my power supply and my attic antenna, but still have that ability to, like, if I want to take my wife's car, I can literally set it down on the seat and put a Magnon out. So kind of have a portable mobile rig. So I'm going to play with it. I had a little bit of buyer's remorse initially, but I'm like, ah, screw it. Like, I'll probably use that just as much as I'll use the one in my truck.
Yeah, and I think Armalock does make a set of rails for the 2730, I think. So, yeah, you could totally go bonkers on it, put the rails on there, find a nice bag, and put it in there. And even buy a battery and get it all rigged up. Like, I got that one rigged up so that you can just throw a mag mount, you can do whatever, throw something in the tree, or even just run a Yagi. Because it would be sweet to run that aero antenna off of a 50-watt radio. You could do all kinds of crazy stuff with it.
I think that duplexer on that aero is only rated for 10 watts. But, honestly, what I was thinking is if I can find a bag I like, put it in some rails, stuff it in there, and then get, like, one of those BioNO 4.5-amp-hour, 6-amp-hours, and slap some power poles on it, I think that'd be a pretty sweet little gig, and I could, you know, do everything with it. I cannot believe how hard it's raining right now.
This rain is obnoxious, absolutely obnoxious. But, yeah, you could build all kinds of leads for power poles and have one, like, that radio that I put in a man pack, I have leads that go to a battery. I have leads that go to more power poles. I have leads that go to a cigarette lighter, like, just every way possible to hook it to power. And so I can run it whenever, wherever. Yeah, it's sweet when I take my wife's car, I just throw that thing in there. It has a shoulder strap on it. I hook it around the headrest and put a mag mount antenna up, and I'm off and running.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to mess around with that. I like that idea. I've got to do the same thing for my 891. I'm still indifferent on how I'm going to run the tuner on that thing, but I want to put it in a bag of some sort. With a smaller battery. I have a 15-amp-hour in a battery box I built, but I just don't want to. It's so big and bulky, and when I go do activations, like, I'm not out there long enough or blasting 100 watts to need that much battery. I mean, I'll be out there activating at probably 25 or 30, so, you know, I think a 6 would probably do me well, and if I can stuff that in the bottom of the bag, all problems are going to be solved. But, yeah, I like those radios. I've been eyeing them forever, and I always end up getting a 5100, but I knew I wanted something. The 5100, you can't mount the head, the control head, to anything. Like, you got to buy a base for it, and I didn't want to deal with that. So I like that this is, like, a self-contained unit, and I was looking at this and the FTM 6000, but Yaesu sucks, and this radio is true dual receive versus the 6000.
Yeah, you know, I am so happy with this radio. I often am shocked that I bought something as my first radio that I'm so happy with. Like, I am so happy with the money I spent on this thing. I can't even, you know, there's so many radios out there. I could have cheaped out and bought a Chinese radio, and I didn't. And man, I'll probably have this thing forever.
Yep, I won't buy Chinese radios unless it's like a gag gift, but not a gag gift, but just like the big one I bought just for screwing around. Icom makes good stuff, and the more I use radios, the more I'm like, well, I just need an analog dual bander.
Totally. You know, there's so often I'm like, man, I'd love to get into some digital modes, but you know what? Like, as silly as it sounds, like, I found people to talk to on analog, and I don't spend enough time to figure it out or enough time to find a new group of people to talk to. So I have people to talk to on my way to work, on my way home from work, and usually somebody that we talk to is listening on the weekends or later in the evening, and there's always somebody to talk to. So it's like, what do I need to spend more money or spend more time trying to figure this stuff out?
Exactly. In our area, we're so analog heavy that I just have not found any interest in digital. I have that open spot. It is cool if I want to jump on, like, ZombieNet or whatever, but not a huge fan and not a huge need, but I'm pulling in. My yard is literally, like, underwater, and I'm going to run inside. It's getting nice and wet, so I will catch you in the morning, hopefully. I'll try to lollygag so I catch you guys, yeah, I'll catch you later, man.
All right, have a good night. I'll talk to you soon. K-8-R-U-H.
N-8-K-P-P.
NADBF testing. NADBF radio check.
K-8-R-U-H. I hear you, Dakota.
Alright, appreciate it. Am I coming in alright or is it scratchy?
You're coming in pretty good. It sounds a bit off. It's not perfect, but if this is the antenna that you have on in your attic now, you sound phenomenal. But it's not as clean as in your truck.
All right, well, that was half a watt. How about now?
Clean it up, for sure.
All right, last one, 5 watts.
Yeah, you sound pretty good. Is that 5 watts on a HT with that antenna that's in your attic now?
Correct.
That is pretty good. What repeater are you hitting?
This is the Romeo repeater. I can hit Richmond, Lapeer, not able to get into Warren, which I wasn't expecting, but I think with 20 watts going out, I think I'll be all right. And who knows, I might even be able to hit those then.
Yeah, once you put a mobile in place, you're going to be able to get all over town. That's awesome.
Comment? Comment?
Dakota, this is KE4ZYQ, Joe in Clinton Township with an attic antenna, Comet GP3, and I'm hearing you on the FBI repeater at a 5x7, if that helps.
I don't know how that works because I'm going into Romeo and I know it's linked and I know Romeo's been a little buggy, but I'll take it. I just put the GP3 in my attic and it's doing about what I expected. I think this summer I'll definitely try to get outside, but for now I'll definitely get by.
I stand corrected. That last transmission, I didn't look at your transmission. I looked at mine. So I'm getting you at a 5x9, full signal, full modulation readabilities. I'll let you get back with the other fellow there. Sorry to interrupt. Just want to give you a reading from a attic antenna, Clinton Township, south of Hall, west of Garfield, KE4ZYQ.
KE4ZYQ, NADDF, I appreciate the radio check.
Yep, it's the radio.
Cool, Dakota. I'm glad you got that thing working. Tom, how you doing? But yeah, I'm glad you got it put up. That photo you sent me looks good. You'll just have to start working that thing out when you get that new radio, probably tomorrow or the day after. So a few more radio checks in the next couple days. I'll catch up with you soon. KE8RUH.
All righty. Thanks, Anthony. Go ahead, Tom. How you doing, man?
Down Hall Road, heading over to Van Dyke so I can go get dog food at TSC. Sounds good. Your radio sounds real good. And you're just on your HD? Are you out in the attic?
This is my THP 75 at 5 watts going into a GP3 that's in the attic, but I didn't shorten the cable. I'm wondering if that's why I sound a little snowy, because I think I'm receiving a little snowy. So I've got 55 foot of cable stretched out in there, but I didn't want to cut it until I get the antenna outside. So if this is what I got to live with for now, I think I'm going to be all right.
Yeah, you got good modulation, good audio. Sounds good. I'm on the Warren repeater right now, coming through Rochester. I was on Bloomfield, but I was getting a little popcorny there.
Well, good. At least I got the RF capability again, but I'm going to clean up my mess here. I was just in the attic, and then I was cutting wire and soldering crap all over the floor, so I got to vacuum and put the tools away, but appreciate everyone for the radio check, and glad I got RF capabilities back at the house. So I'll probably be back here in a bit. If not, I will probably talk to you tomorrow. NADF.
Sounds good, and I'll probably
DM
you a on Friday. My daughter's going to Venmo me the money that I'm just going to pull it out of the bank, and then we'll hook up. So, send me a drink, have fun. Talk to you on the flip. Be mobile for a while. KGKG open.
K4ZYQ. KFA-ERC. Copy.
The RC clear. Double U8CMC.
Roger. There? Ubi Ubi, who is that?
Zero Echo 8, Zulu Uniform with Commander Steiner, how are you?
You're a little bit weak. Try it again.
Is that any better with a little more power? Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Uniform Whiskey.
Yep, I heard Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Uniform Whiskey. Is that correct?
That is correct. How are you tonight? I hope the rain wasn't too bad for you.
No, it wasn't too bad. I mean, I heard it raining, but it didn't cause any outages or leaks or anything, so seems like it blew over. I'm up here in Shelby Township.
I was driving through a bunch of it about an hour ago. I was coming to work, going to London at night. It was pretty heavy. People were driving foolishly.
Yep. I think it's mainly your audio that's low. You gotta get up on that mic a little bit. And I believe I talked to you before on the other band.
All right, let's try going back to low power, but getting up on that mic is a good thing.
You're in Warren, huh? Whereabouts in Warren are you? You should be, like, banging that Warren repeater. Unless you're, like, in, you know, like, inside your house or in a basement or something.
Yeah, I'm way away in the back of my hotel here. I'm watching.
Well, I got a little teeny HT at work with a little miniature antenna and inside a plant, 12 and mound, and I get into the machine. So whereabouts in Warren are you?
Now I'm curious if I sound any better. I've come to the window. I can see the sky now, in the direction where the machine is, I believe.
Yeah, but you have, like, absolutely no modulation. I don't know what microphone you're using, but you have, like, zero modulation. Like, very low. You broke up that time, and then you're buzzing. It's like you're buzzing. You're not talking while you're charging your radio, are you? I think I know where you're at. You're, like, 8.5 mile.
Right now I'm here at 14 in Stevenson. We just had a huge thunderstorm.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like, are you using the built-in mic? And are you charging the radio at the same time by any chance?
No, I'm not. It's running on its own battery, on one of the bigger extended batteries.
That's just weird. There's no one else out there. Is anyone else out there to want to key up so I can compare audio? It just seems like I get my volume up, like, all the way to hear you.